From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Grant Molloy Smith, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
I still dream, but I can't sleep without you. I still roam, but I'm not free. I still rise, even when I'm falling. Don't you wait, don't wait for me. Ride that terrain, light that flame without me. Ride that terrain, break that chain to me. I still love, yes, I still love you. I still ache, but I don't seem to care. You were all I ever wanted. Don't look back, you ain't headed there. Ride that terrain, light that plane without me. Ride that terrain, break that chain. There's no sky, no clouds above me, no fear or chores to do, and no wings for me to fly on high back to you. Ride that train, light that flame without me. Ride that train, break that chain. Ride that train, light that flame without me. Ride that train, break that chain to me.
Thank y'all.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Renee Collins. I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 572nd live performance. Tonight, we are pleased to present another night of great live music with a visit from Grant Malloy Smith. This American Roots recording artist heard the strains of bluegrass from his Kentucky-born and raised grandmother, and it got into his blood. His latest album, Dust Bowl, American Stories, is set squarely in the Great Plains of the 1930s, during the worst economic and environmental disaster that America has ever seen. Please welcome tonight's guest, in a concert performance, Grant Malloy Smith.
Wish I'd lived in a ghetto trailer. There ain't no telling where I'd go. If I lived in a ghetto trailer, I'd roll right down to Mexico. And there'll be phone calls coming in and passion in the wind. I'll drive until I can't remember when. I wish I knew how to ride a pony, how to brush his coat and treat him right. If I knew how to ride a pony, we'd ride along the beach at night. And there'll be seagulls in the air and white caps everywhere. We'll ride until the wind sings out a prayer. Spent my life in a yellow trailer. I never made it to Cancun. I got no wheels on my broken trailer. My phone, he passed away last June. You can dream about a girl or things that never were. You can cry about the night or reinvent your life. You can live inside a candy-colored world like my yellow trailer. I used to live in a yellow trailer.
Now, here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to speak with Grant Malloy Smith.
Hey, Grant.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. And we are on Red Barn Radio. We're with Grant Malloy Smith this evening. You've been listening to some of his tunes. He's come here from Florida via Rhode Island.
That's a strange...
Strange. So we'd like to hear about that path. How did you end up in Rhode Island, Grant?
Well, my father was a Navy pilot. And so I was born at the Naval Air Station in Jacksonville, Florida. And then we went to San Diego for like 10 months. And then we went back to Florida, to Milton, which is on the Panhandle, kind of near between Pensacola and Fort Walton. And that's where I grew up until I was in maybe 9 or 10 years old. He got transferred again. So we ended up in Rhode Island.
When you arrived in Rhode Island then, you were there with your family.
Yep.
And siblings too?
Yeah, two sisters.
How about the siblings of music? Did you have some music going on in your household?
Always. My mother and my grandmother were both from Hazard, Kentucky. And so particularly my grandmother would play bluegrass and the old traditional style country music all the time to me and tried to get me interested in it. I wasn't really interested in it because I wanted to be in the Beatles, who were pretty hot back then. I didn't understand why they wouldn't take me. I was only five, but, you know, I figured a little blonde-haired kid from Florida, why not be in the Beatles? But it never did work out. They never hired me to be in the band. So
odd thing.
And I pursued that kind of music, that kind of pop rock kind of stuff. I also got into movie scoring at a later age. And then maybe about almost 10 years ago now, I really made the big switch to this. I was always writing songs that were kind of like this, even though they were produced more like a rock song. But now I'm really doing, I think, what was in my blood from the very beginning, from my grandmother or my mother.
In a different situation, in another place and time, if I only had the patience, I don't know what my heart might find. We were put here for a purpose, so we got to make it go. Please don't tell me it's all worth it. What I've been through, you just don't know. Now that my eyes are clearing, I can finally see who I am. I'm your partner, I'm just your partner. When the walls come down around you and the bricks are at your feet, when the enemy has found you and you know that you're in too deep, I'll be there before you know it. As they say, I've got your back. Sometimes I may not show it, but I need you and that's a fact. Now that my eyes are clearing, I can finally see who I am. I'm your partner, I'm just your partner. Yes, I am. We are partners. We are partners.
Thank you so much.
Go back to those early days. Did you start playing guitar then when you were a young teen, early teen?
Oh, well, I think I had a little wooden balsa wood guitar when I was 5 or 6, but I was terrible. I had no idea how to play it. I really got seriously interested in it when I was in high school.
And was it a Beatle who inspired you to pick up a guitar?
No, it's a kind of an embarrassing story, but I was at the very end of high school. You know, it's when you're a senior, you hardly have any classes left, and you kind of got nothing to do the last few months of school. At least I didn't. So I was walking through the courtyard in the middle of the school, and I heard some kid playing the guitar and singing, one of my peers. And I said, who's doing that? You know, because back then I never would have dared do this in front of people, especially, you know, when you're 17 years old. I came across over the little hill, and I saw it was my friend Scott, who was the shyest boy in the whole school, who would never ask a girl to dance or anything, and yet he would sit there on the grass and play the guitar and sing in front of anybody, and he was surrounded by girls, and they're all looking at him like this. And I stood there for a long minute, and I said, this is a teachable moment. I had a guitar like a week later.
So what year was that?
That was probably 1975.
75, yeah. Okay. So you graduated from high school around that time.
Yep,
and
right. A month later, probably.
Yeah. Did you go to college?
Yep. I actually went to art school. That was what I was going to be my whole life. That's why music was kind of a secondary thing.
What kind of art?
Like fine art.
Huh.
Yeah. I went to Maryland College of Art down there in Baltimore, and then I transferred back to RISD, which is a pretty well-known art school in Rhode Island. Because I got bit by that bug right at the end of high school, I was doomed. I was doomed to switch courses. And I decided I didn't want to be an artist anymore. I would just do it for fun, and I would pursue music for my career.
And did you get good support for that from your parents, your family?
Well, let me say that they weren't
terribly
pleased with that idea.
What did they say?
Don't do that, you're crazy. On the other hand, I was pursuing an art degree too, so you could also say about that one, don't do that, you're crazy. I think ultimately you have to follow your passion.
Yeah.
And you see the Texas in my eyes? I left her, but she's still strong in me. We broke down in Kingman, so we walked to Bakersfield. Don't you know, mother? Oh, oh, oh. I come from America, America, America. I come from America, America's from me. Can you hear the pilgrim in my voice? Blown ashore by unforgiving winds. Beggars can't be choosers, but we choose to still be men. Don't you know? Don't you know? I come from America, America, America. I come from America, America's from me. We're the desperate and unwanted. We're the strangers from the shanty side of town. Do my eyes look proud but haunted? That's the destiny in me. That's the Texas that you see. Can you feel the prairie on my skin? Baked and brown from work and sweat and tears. Daddy always told me that the dirt would take us in. Don't you know? Don't you know? I come from America, America, America. I come from America, America's from me. From America, America, America. I come from America, America's from me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your family then cultivated your artistic inclinations.
They did. They did. I'm very blessed that they did.
And supported you, generally speaking.
Yeah, even if they thought I was driving off a cliff, they still said, "Fasten your seatbelt."
You finished up at RISD. Is that where you actually graduated from?
No, I didn't. I left. I went off to go into music.
Okay, good. So
that's why they weren't very happy with me.
Oh, gotcha. Because you cut the college career
exactly
short. Ever any regrets about that?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Less so now, but over the years, yes.
Uh huh. What happened in your life after that time when you decided it was time to take a break from schooling and pursue your passion of playing music and writing songs?
I did all that. I had bands that, you know, of doing original music. I never did play in bar bands or cover bands, but I played in original bands.
Were they sort of Americana-esque bands?
No, they were still kind of rock. The songs were very much like the songs that I write today, but we're done more like rock songs.
Did you do some cover things?
Never.
In the darkest night, when you need a guiding light, think about your situation. You got moves to make, you've got habits left to break. Don't lie awake pretending to be aching. Don't give up, because it's hard to find. All you need is someone on your side. There's always a way when you look into it. Always a way, though it's a bitter pill. There's always a way. Put your heart into it. Always a way. Where there's a will. When your brain's on fire, when you're torn between desires, Let me list the things you gave me. You know I share your dreams, so don't unravel at the seams. It's hard enough to be the man you made me. Don't give up, my brother, don't give in. All you need is one more chance to win. There's always a way when you look into it. Always a way, though it's a bitter pill. Yes, it is. There's always a way. Put your heart into it. Always a way. Where there's a will, you've been thinking about forever. And you've been thinking about your past. We're in this thing together. And brother, I got your back. There's always, always a way. Always a way. There's always a way. Always a way. There's always a way.
And there is. Thank you. Thank you.
You were disciplined at keeping up with songwriting?
Yes.
And did you have a routine when it came to putting together songs?
I didn't then. I do now. I'm very disciplined now. But when I was younger, I wasn't that disciplined about songwriting.
And what's the routine you have now?
I come up with musical ideas first, and maybe some lyrical, small part of the lyric, maybe the title sometimes. Sometimes no words at all. But then the lyrics are what I spend more time on than anything else. To me, that's the most important thing. And then how they go together. Because to me, the ideal song sounds like it wasn't written. It sounds like it was always there and somebody just discovered it. Someone unveiled it. It should feel like those words were meant to be in that order with that melody and that phrasing. It should feel that way to me. So I work very hard to try to create that illusion.
Yeah, that's a lot of work because you're talking about creating something really masterful. And it's not the kind of thing that you just sort of pull out of your pocket after you've had a glass of wine.
Right. I mean, ironically, I work really hard at writing something so it doesn't sound like it was written.
Very interesting.
This song is called Old Black Roller. Now, black rollers or black blizzards, these are the names that the people back then called the enormous dust storms that raged across the plain, bringing heartache with them. Chasing out our plows, raining down pneumonia, killing all our cows. Old black roller, why'd you come today? Half of Oklahoma is blowing dead away. us might choke us, Lord, let us prevail. We're from Oklahoma, we're hard as horseshoe nails. Thank you.
I think I would like to know about that point when you realized you really wanted to record some things for the first time, make your first CD. How was that experience for you, putting out your first sort of group of songs?
For me, that was kind of a turning point. It happened maybe, it was more than 10 years ago. It was a turning point because I began to look at the songs as fitting in together, not just being a series of singles, but being a collection of songs. And I think I finally reached a tipping point with this album, Dust Bowl, because it literally is a theme album. It's a concept record like people used to make in the 60s and 70s, where there's kind of a story in a way. It's implied by the music. And of course, there's a real history of the Dust Bowl that the songs inhabit. So now that I've done that, and I found that there's so much power that comes from doing that, People get the songs more. I think that they live longer in people's hearts because there's a real backdrop, a real historic backdrop of drama.
Did you have accompanying musicians on your first CD?
I think my first one, I think I pretty much played all the instruments myself. And now it's the opposite.
What other instruments do you play?
All of them.
Do you?
Not really. I don't play any wind instruments. I play anything with strings on it, I can pretty much play. Drums, I can almost play. I can play well enough.
Play bowed instruments? You play fiddle?
I'm not very good at them. I can play them, but
you're not afraid to pick up a fiddle and...
No, I have a fiddle. I'm fairly good at the mandolin, the banjo, all kinds of bass guitars.
And do you incorporate other instruments into your solo act? Like, for instance, this evening, are you going to play other instruments?
No, I'm just going to play the acoustic guitar.
All right.
I hardly ever do that. I don't know why. I guess I could. I think the guitar is kind of my go-to accompaniment instrument. You can do a lot. It's sort of like a piano. You can play everything with it, more or less, so...
She was only trying to love me in her broken-hearted way. She was floating high above me. She was begging me to stay. She wore jeans and pretty blouses. There were flowers in her hair. There were signs on all the houses. There was no one living there. Hey, you, all right? The wind is singing true, it's ringing through the wires. I dreamed that we would fall in love starting today, starting today. She was only trying to reach me, but I could not understand.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Grant Malloy Smith, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Grant Malloy Smith after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.